And now the U.S. and Israel have signed a record new pact under which Washington will give Tel Aviv $38 billion in military aid. A 10-year pact is the biggest pledge of U.S. military assistance ever made to any foreign party. New aid package for the first time will include money for Israel's missile systems. It calls for at least $3.8 billion a year in aid, up from $3.1 billion under the current pact, which will expire in 2018. Now, Israel has been the largest recipient of U.S. foreign assistance since the Second World War. America's military aid to the Israeli regime has amounted to over $124 billion since it began back in 1962. And joining us out of Washington to get more on the story is Mr. Ray McGovern, a former CIA analyst. Hello, Mr. McGovern, and thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, there are many Americans, I'm sure, who like to see this money poured into the U.S. infrastructure as the country is still reeling, and there's still many victims without adequate housing from the 2009 financial crisis. Your thoughts?
You're quite right about that, how that money could be used in our country. What we have here is what George Washington, our first president, called a passionate attachment from one country for another without there really being sound thinking whether that passionate attachment is warranted. We all know that our policymakers brag that there's no daylight between the interests and policies of Israel on the one hand and the United States on the other. This $38 billion plus could be read as a reward for bad behavior. Israel has been occupying the occupied territories for several years longer than the Soviet Union occupied Eastern Europe. Not only that, but the effects of this are very, very dangerous for the United States. Now, we just celebrated, if that's the right word, we just memorialized the 15th anniversary of 9/11. But nobody ever asks, why did they do it? The trite answer is, they hate us. Why do they hate us? Well, it's very simple. If you look at the 9/11 Commission report on page 147, it says that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed had an animus toward the United States based on his hatred for our one-sided policy of favoring the state of Israel. That's part of the problem. Now, the other part is that it makes no sense for us to alienate major countries in the Middle East. But when you talk about arms sales and you ask, well, who profits from this? Where will those Israelis spend most of that $38 billion? It's in the arms manufacturing sector and the arms traders of our country. And so Eisenhower was right, talking about the military-industrial complex, and Pope Francis was right last September when he said the real problem are the blood-soaked arms traders. This is very important because it has not only to do with Israel, it has to do with Saudi Arabia and how our policymakers will not say, stop Saudi Arabia, do not kill any more people in Yemen. Why won't they say that? Well, because $100 billion, so that's more than $38 billion, $100 billion has been offered in terms of arms to Saudi Arabia just during Obama's administration. Now, people say to me, now, Ray, don't exaggerate. Only $50 billion has actually been approved. Well, I would just suggest that the word only never belongs before $50 billion.
Mr. McGovern, I don't mean to cut you off, but when the U.S. has seen on the ground how these weapons have been used on civilian areas and disproportionately against civilians themselves, as we witnessed in the, to cite the most recent example in Gaza in 2014, why does Washington continue to make itself complicit to Tel Aviv's war crimes? And this isn't just me saying this. These crimes have been well documented, and Tel Aviv itself refused to allow a UN war crimes team into Gaza to investigate these alleged crimes right after the 2014 summer. Your thoughts on that?
These are unconscionable crimes that the United States would favor protecting Israel from international opprobrium is also unconscionable. And it all has to do with this passionate attachment that the neocons who are running our policy field to the policies of Israel. It also translates into the Syrian problem. Now, 500,000 people have been killed in Syria. And what are Israel's objectives? Well, they explained that to the New York Times. Our preferred outcome, they said, was no outcome. No outcome? Yes, no outcome. You know why? Because as long as Sunni and Shia are fighting it out each other, not only in Syria, but in the whole region, Israel has nothing to fear from Syria. They said that, and that's the policy, and that's why the United States prefers to have pandemonium and chaos in Syria, until now at least, where we're trying to work with the Russians, at least one segment of our government is, the State Department, trying to work with the Russians to tamp down this terrible, terrible carnage.
A very sinister agenda, to say the least. Thank you for your input, Mr. Ray McGovern, former CIA analyst, joining us out of Washington.